Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars, because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, I feel like we've been here before.
I feel the same.
I think it's our best pre-show warm-up yet.
For those of you who are not in the know, which includes anybody with the exception of us, we just spent 20 minutes recording this episode. thinking we were recording, only to find out we had forgot to push the start button.
It was good.
It was probably
the best 15 minutes of your life.
It would have put us over the top.
Oh, my goodness.
But here we are.
But the reason why is because it's our 10th episode.
We were so busy enjoying these cupcakes that were left over from my son's birthday party, thinking that they were for us, that we got caught up in what we were doing.
I'm still disappointed your wife didn't make us 10th anniversary.
Maybe on the 110th.
Does she know that we have a show?
But she's... I mentioned it to her.
Okay. We know Derek's first wife. I mean, Derek's wife does.
Does your wife know we have a show, Craig?
My daughter downloaded them for her.
We appreciate that. Yep. We thank you all for sticking with us through these first 10 episodes. We know it's been a bumpy ride at times. Certainly has been for us. But we have enjoyed it every minute, and we are certainly glad that you have reached out to us on various social media outlets.
And we're proud to just be here, that we haven't been shut down yet.
Right. We are thankful that we're still in business.
Yet.
Not a business, but
yes,
we're still doing this.
For those auditors listening, we are not technically a business yet.
Well, guys, it's a big episode, but before we talk about today's episode, Craig, last week we talked about the Disney dining plan, to feast or not to feast, and we had several of you reach out to us on Facebook and share your opinions of the Disney dining plan.
I'll share a few with you from Facebook, and if you want to follow us sometime or comment on any episode, it's always Grim Grinning Guys.
We'll give you a shout out
on Facebook or Twitter, Grim Grin Guys on Twitter, also now on Instagram, and then of course follow us on Podbean or iTunes. Mandy Harrison said, Disney dining plan is a must for our family. We like the fact that everything is paid for up front. We have two, I'm having flashbacks, I think I've done this before. We have two favorite dinner spots, Be Our Guest and 1900 Park Fair, Crystal Palace for breakfast, and Flame Tree for a quick service lunch. And as I said, Derek, that is a vote for the dining plan.
And Mandy Harrison.
I don't think she meant it.
Who is Mandy Harrison?
I believe that's Mama. Hey, Jola. Derek didn't get in on that one.
Faithful listener there. We appreciate her. Appreciate her comments. Nick McNabb, he said, we purchased the DDP on our first trip. Although we enjoyed the prepayment, it was entirely too much food for us, and we wasted a lot. At the end of our stay, we had so much snacks left over that we just went and bought junk. Our last several trips, we have used a Disney gift card. We have the best of both worlds for us, prepaid and not stuck with wasting food. Plus, you can get gift cards at Sam's and save about 5%.
Did Nick include a diamond cutter with that?
I think he meant the Disney dining plan.
I'm thinking maybe Diamond Dallas Page.
No, Disney dining plan.
Oh, well, okay.
But we appreciate the tip there. I mean, he's kind of leading into our show today about the gift cards at Sam's. Save about 5% on them.
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Nick's with me.
I know. All right. Angie Parks said, we utilized the Chase Disney credit card, put all daily purchases on them for 2 years, and went to Disney for, guess what? Free.
What?
Paid the balance off monthly. No interest, of course. Even had money left over to buy the boys shirts and hats for the trip. It doesn't have to be an expensive vacation. You even get special discounts when you use the Disney card at the parks.
Tell you what, Craig. You're doing an even better job of reading these the second time around. I'll tell you what.
One more we'll share with you. Sandra Hethcock said, we did not use all of our food that came with the package. We appreciate the comments. It always helps us to know that we're actually helping people and helping them. And then we appreciate your comments to help us to help those that are listening.
Help us help you.
Help us help you.
Bingo. Okay, well, thank you again for chiming in. As always, we encourage you to continue that feedback.
What is this episode, Matthew?
Today is a special episode. It is our 10th episode.
What does that make it?
That makes it 10?
A milestone.
Milestone.
Oh, a milestone. McDonald's?
There's our sponsorship.
It is a milestone episode, much like our last episode and the episode before that. This is episode number 10, and for this special episode, we are going to share with you 10 time-saving tips that have served us well in the past, that we have learned from others, and we have shared with some of you that are listening, hopefully. But we want to go even further today because, Craig, Derek, when you're at Disney, as with everything, time is money, and you want to get the most for it. So we'll start with Derek today. Derek, what is your... Well, what we're going to do is we're going to start at 10 and work backwards, and we have a special surprise for number one. So this will probably confuse you to all get out.
And they're not technically numbered. I mean, we're not going like from 10 to... like in order.
Right. So we'll start with 7 and make our way to 3 and then back to 8.
We're giving you 9. There's a special one for number 1.
Yes. Here we go. Derek, what's your number 1 go-to time-saving tip while at Walt Disney World?
Well, of course, you've got to, since it's the beginning of the countdown, we have to start with the beginning of your day, and that's be early to rope drop. So you really need to say Magic Kingdom opens at 9 o'clock. You need to be on a bus getting to Magic Kingdom by 7:45, probably 8 o'clock at the latest, and just so you can get there and kind of get into your area for where you're wanting to go for the day or early in the day. And so just helps to make your plans go a little easier.
Because what do most people want to do on vacation in the morning, Craig?
Stand in line?
Get up early.
No. Oh. Most of them want to sleep in, which is why, Derek, we do what you said. We get there early.
Here's the thing, and we've all discussed this before. You get up early, and then you can always go, even if you don't have park hoppers, if you want to go back to the same park, you can always go back and take a break, rest then, and then come back to the park. It's always, what's the saying, be there when they're not. So you're trying to be there when the crowds aren't. So, Derek, get there early. I've always tried to do that too because Magic Kingdom now lets you inside the actual park, not complete where the rides and everything are, but down Main Street, so you can shop and you can do a lot of things before the park actually opens. That way you're not doing that when you've got a chance to ride rides and things like that. So it's great to get there always at rope drop. That's what we always say.
And here's the thing with that strategy, and I'm kind of a Disney nerd when it comes to keeping up with numbers and things, but a lot, you know, when you get there at rope drop, you're going to save an incredible amount of time in terms of waiting in line compared to not getting there at rope drop. And so, you know, usually if you get to Magic Kingdom, I don't have the numbers here pulled up right off the top of my head. But if you get there at rope drop or before rope drop, you can typically ride it in Magic Kingdom sometimes 5 or 6 rides just in that first hour. Whereas if you show up an hour later, you're going to be lucky to ride 2 in an hour. So there's so much that goes into getting there early. And if you get there early, you're tired. By the time you get to lunch, you have the option to go back and take a nap and do things like that because you've already ridden a lot and you've already seen a lot. Being tired or exhaustion is a concern. Just know that you can get rest later in the day if you need to.
If you're not familiar with Easy WDW, Josh in there, he can help you a whole lot, and you can see a difference. He actually does a whole lot of rope drops and then details that in his blogs where you can actually see. There's several blogs that do that, but Josh is one we follow a lot, and he actually talks about the differences in wait times and rope drops on different days and things like that. So go take a look at that, and you'll see the difference. Matthew, every time we've ever been with him and his family, he always goes in detail how much time we're saving doing all the things we're doing, and he's looking at his phone right now with probably several of those itineraries that we've saved time on.
I usually try to keep track of how long we waited for ride. So if I go back again in the future, I can have an idea of what to expect.
Which, our last trip with us three, we had a debate on when that time should actually start. And that's a whole different show.
Let's not go there.
That's a whole different show.
So, great first tip from Derek. Get there early. Be there for rope drop. Craig, what's one of yours?
One of mine would be eat early or eat late. And what I mean by that is don't eat when everybody else is eating. When you do that, you're asking yourself to wait in lines for your reservation. You're asking yourself to take longer when you're eating, which we said last time, take time eating, enjoy the experience. But if you eat early, 4 or 5, or you eat 8, 9, you're not eating when everybody else is eating. So it's going to be a little more pleasant, and you're going to be riding rides when everybody else is eating. So it works out both ways.
Now, Derek, why does Craig want to eat early?
So we can eat more often.
That's it.
It makes sense. I mean, if I eat at 4, that means it gives me a chance again to eat at 6 or 7 or 8. I mean, so
for Craig, it's always about getting to the food as fast as possible.
Fast and as much.
The, you know, for me, the make or break time around the lunch hour for a quick service is about 11:30. If you get there before 11:30, you're going to have a pretty easy going experience to go in, order your food, get your food, find a nice table. If you show up 30 minutes later, noon, 12:15, you're going to wait a pretty good amount of time to order, you're going to wait time to get your food, and then you may have to even wait for a seat to open up. Disney World does a good job of kind of moving people around in that regard. But just to make the experience easier for lunch, if you can get there a little before 11:30 or even closer to 11, again, if you get there early, as Derek said, for rope drop, you can do a lot before that time comes. So, great tip.
And a lot of these time-saving tips are good. And you may think, well, if... You know, everybody knows that, but they don't. I mean, when you get to the parks, there's so many people, especially, don't listen to Grim Grinning Guys, but they don't listen to anything. That don't do a whole lot of planning, but and they get there, and they're there during the thick of it. They get there about 10 or 11 o'clock, and they're right in the thick of everything. They eat when everybody else eats, and it can be a miserable experience. We're trying to give you these time-saving tips, not just to make it quicker for you, but also more enjoyable.
You know what's not miserable? Sitting here with you guys, talking Disney. I love this stuff. Here we go. Up next. I guess it's my turn, isn't it?
It is your turn.
I'm going to title this Character Management. And I believe this is where we got to in the last, in recording this before we realized we weren't recording. Character Management.
So this is all new ground.
I think so. Especially for families with little children, most of the time, meeting characters and seeing Mickey Mouse and Minnie and Goofy and others, that is a part of the quintessential Disney experience. And even if you don't have children, that's something you probably want to spend a little bit of time doing. Unfortunately, meeting characters is a very costly in terms of time experience, because character lines move slowly, especially if you meet a face character. Now, face characters are ones that don't wear masks, so you're talking your princesses, Aladdin, people like that, Peter Pan. But
I like to call them mouth characters.
Mouth characters. They won't stop talking.
Right.
So
thanks,
those,
Ariel.
Those lines are going to move a lot slower than Ariel, what Derek is referring to. Ariel cost us almost missing a parade one night. The wait said 5 minutes. It ended up being half an hour. Anyways, I was not happy with Ariel, and I let her know about it. But
security.
So in terms of character management, you know, obviously when a child goes into Magic Kingdom, they're going to see those characters right there on the front of Main Street. And a lot of times those characters are going to have 30 to 45 minute waits in the sweltering heat of Orlando. I think what you have to do in terms of character management is, for your children, let them know kind of, these are the characters we're going to see. This is when we're going to see them. It may not be on their schedule, but kind of preparing them for that is important. And here's the number one thing, and this kind of goes to what you guys have said. If you know a character is going to start meeting at 10 o'clock, if you'll show up about 9:50, 9:55, there'll be almost no one in the area. Now, once that character reveals themselves, look out, because the waits are going to build. Craig, I know when we went a couple years ago, we were going to meet Woody and Jessie. I think they started meeting at 10. It was about 9:52, 9:53. There was nobody there. We showed up. We waited. We were the first people to meet them. By the time we had finished meeting them as the first family, the wait was probably at least 45 minutes. So knowing character schedules, if there's a character you really want to meet, get there 10, 15 minutes early before they start meeting, maybe if they're that popular. And that will save you an incredible amount of time.
And another example of that is... When we three go, it's still just like we're going with our family. And I know we're getting pictures of the characters, and it's kind of strange. But anyway.
Never.
But, for instance, we were in Epcot, and Derek and I were eating fish and chips, enjoying our fish and chips. And Matthew said, I'm going to go here and sit on the curb. And Derek and I both was like, okay, Matthew, there's a seat right here. No, I'm going to sit on the curb. Little did we know, Matthew was doing exactly what he just said and already had it planned out. Sat on the curb. He was first in line for
Alice Wonderland. Well, I knew her schedule, and she was meeting in about 5 minutes. We were there, and I thought, well, I'll just walk across the way and have a seat. And by the time we'd finished meeting her, again, the line was probably half an hour long. So if you can, if there's a character you really want to meet, look at the times guide, see when they're going to show up, and get there before the crowds do. Because once that character comes out there and everybody sees it, they're going to flock to that character.
And Character Palooza is an awesome time to knock out a bunch of characters at one time.
At Hollywood Studios. It's like winning the lottery there. I've tried to find it multiple times. I've never had any luck.
Or at Epcot.
Oh, yes, the character training at Epcot.
Yep.
This is a character show.
What?
Full of characters.
Oh, we've got character. I don't know what type of but character.
Nobody wants to meet them.
No. So we've gotten three tips so far. Derek, what's another one?
Well, my next one is going to be, you want to be there for Rope Drop early, but you also want to avoid Magic Kingdom on a Saturday.
Ooh.
I've been to Magic Kingdom several times on a Saturday, and I dread it afterwards. I've regretted it every time, I should say, instead of dreaded. So it's just a pain on Saturdays because a lot of the locals can come in on Saturdays, and they come early, and it's just, to me, it's the most miserable day of the week to go to Magic Kingdom.
I've also heard that that's the first place a lot of people go to, and their flights usually come in on Saturday, and that's the first people, or Friday, and the first people go there.
Yeah, a lot of people start vacation on a Saturday. And plus, usually Saturday has extended hours, extra magic hours, is that right? And that attracts a lot of resort guests. So if you have the option of avoiding Magic Kingdom on a Saturday, do. If you go on a Sunday, it won't be nearly as bad.
Right.
That's four tips. Craig, what's number five?
Number five, and again, this, we are strictly talking about time saving, not money saving, not experience. But I guess it is experience because you are saving time so you can get more experiences. But this one is kind of debatable. But I think using Uber or the minivans. I think if you want to save time and not use the Disney transportation, plus it also saves on diesel.
That you got to save on diesel fuel. And there it is, episode number 10. Diesel fuel has made its yet another appearance. The streak continues.
But if you use Uber from the airport, again, we cover this in our transportation. But how much time do we save, you remember, guys, from the airport as opposed to taking Magical Express?
From the time we got off the plane to the time we got to the Polynesian, it was under 45 minutes, which is unheard of if you're going to take Disney's Magical Express. So if you're looking to get to your resort, especially once you land, as quickly as possible, hop in an Uber and you'll be there in about 30 minutes or less.
And I encourage you, experience the Magical Express at some point. But if you want to be in a hurry and get there quick and enjoy everything, Uber, or just Ubering from one place to another around Disney. I mean, the minivans are now kind of doing that. I'm always looking at the transportation aspect right behind food, but the transportation aspect, because that saves a lot of time when you're waiting, people unloading, if you don't have to be a part of that. I'm for the Uber or the minivans.
Hear, hear. Dilly, dilly.
Hear ye, hear ye.
And save the diesel.
Bingo. Number six. I don't really know how to word this, but don't fight the afternoon waits. And a couple things included that. I mean, you know, when I think of waits, I think of Magic Kingdom because it typically has the biggest crowds overall. You know, you can wait 60 minutes to ride Pirates of the Caribbean, or you can plan to get there in the morning and do it, use a fast pass, or go later on at night. But there are thousands of people that will every day go and wait an hour practically for every ride that they get on, and you spend, you know, you're there several hours and you think, well, I need to be in the park. You're not necessarily going to get a lot of value in terms of saving your time and for what you're paying your money for. In the afternoon, there's a few things you can do. You can go to a number of attractions that don't ever have waits. In the Magic Kingdom, that's Country Bear Jamboree, in the Hall of Presidents, if it ever opens again. I hope you're listening, Disney. The Carousel of Process.
Philhar Magic.
Yes. There's so
progress.
Many... Did I say Carousel of Process?
You did.
It's the Carousel of Progress is the name of the ride.
They may change it.
My goodness.
Guys.
Or get us out, one or the other. Well, there's things to do in every park that you don't have to stand in a line to experience.
At Epcot, you can do about any show in any country.
Oh, yeah.
And have some line.
Impressions de France, O Canada, and other things. The American Adventure. Or you can just go back to the hotel and take a nap. We do that. We'll go back. We'll get some rest. We'll get in the pool. Don't fight that fight if you don't have to.
Oh, and along with that, that gets into my final, what number are we on?
This is number seven.
Number seven. So that mine is get in line before closing for any rides that you, like Big Thunder or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. If a park closes at 9 o'clock. If you're in line before 9 o'clock, you get to ride that ride. So they're not going to kick you out of the line if you're in it.
When it strikes nine, they're not going to kick you out. So sorry, we're closed.
Right.
They'll finish out that line.
They'll finish that line out, and so you're able to ride some rides that either you really enjoy or something, maybe something you hadn't got to ride earlier in the day.
And that's some of my favorite experiences are the late night rides too. It's a whole different. If you ride during the day and ride at night, especially some of your outdoor rides, it's a whole different experience. I mean, it really, especially my favorite is Splash Mountain at night. And it's the same thing. Get in line, it closes, you're coming over the drop, you're seeing Cinderella Castle in a way you've never seen it before. So I agree totally with you. Get in line at night, and sometimes get extra rides when you don't expect it because no one else is in line.
And that's another thing is, those lines at the end of the night move really fast, so the times that Disney post for their waits is not typically true. So yeah, those lines are going to move pretty fast because fast passes are up, so this is the only line that's really coming in. And
I think one time you and I got in line for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It was posted at 45 minutes, and we might have waited 20. They try to up those times to discourage people from getting in line. So don't be afraid if you see a high wait time. Because as you said, the money that you spent to enjoy the park day, it expires once that final minute hits. Craig, number 8.
We're moving right along. This one is something we can do a whole show on and probably will eventually, but it's fast passes. A big key for saving time is as soon as you get in line with your final fast pass, and we'll expound on what this means, go ahead and start booking another fast pass. Because once you've used your 3 for the day in that park, you can then keep booking as long as you use those. So every time you use that fast pass, go ahead and book the next one while you're in line. As soon as you use your Magic Band, you're good to go.
And don't give up on the app. The app will, if you're on My Disney Experience on the app on your phone, it'll give you a few times. It'll say there's limited availability. Click different times. Something will eventually pop up, most likely, unless you're there at a very crowded time. But if you, as you said, as soon as you scan that fast pass, look for another one.
And we've kind of learned on that too. If it doesn't give you the time you want, pick a time, and then change that time.
And just keep clicking.
Yep.
That's our motto.
Just keep clicking.
Well, here's number 9, my third one. There's the one I have written here, and then there's the one that I'm wanting to say. Which one should I do?
Say the one you want to say.
Yeah.
I think all of this is kind of involved in the one that I want to say, and it's just prepare. Prepare for your Disney vacation, because so much of what we're saying, people just show up and they go and they don't know when the shows are. They don't know when characters are meeting. They don't even know what hours the park is open. There's so many things that a multitude of visitors don't know that if you will just familiarize yourself with going to Disney World, you'll save yourself a lot of headaches. Know when the shows are scheduled. Know what park you want to go to on what days. And those are some of the things we're going to be sharing with you in the weeks ahead. And hopefully we've already shared with you. But if you're prepared for what you're going to encounter at Walt Disney World, you're going to naturally save a lot of times and have a better experience.
Excellent. I like it. Make them keep listening.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll see a lot of, I've noticed over the last few weeks, there's several blogs that have said, can you over-prepare? And yes, you can. And you can read those blogs and agree with a lot of what they're saying. But myself, I would rather over-prepare than under-prepare. I'd rather do too much homework. You've got 3 very vast ways of planning sitting right here at this table. Matthew plans everything out to a detail. I like to plan stuff in the morning and then be done by lunch and then kind of enjoy the afternoon. And Derek is you're kind of a mixture of the two. So it's all on how you do it and how your stress is. Disney should not be stressful, but a lot of people that don't plan. The first time we went, we had no idea what we were doing. We followed Tour Guide Mike. I gave him more loss with Tour Guide Mike. It was a great website, great, but I didn't know what I was doing. So we stood in line for Soarin' for like 2 hours, and it was almost a miserable experience because we just didn't know what we were doing. You've got to plan for those experiences, which actually you can work that one into this one, I think.
Part of that being prepared, as you said, Craig, as I try to shoehorn this other one in there, is know that you don't have to get in the longest line. Now, that applies for the restroom. That applies for the aisles of the restaurants. That applies for rides.
It applies when you get there in the morning and you scan your Magic Band. You'll watch, and everybody be in long lines. Everybody just keeps piling up. And there'll be a line that has 2 or 3 people in it, and nobody will get in it.
It'll be for security. I mean, just find a line that is not long and go to it. It happens in the airport when you see people wait and go through airport security. They just line up behind whoever's in front of them and don't look for a shorter option. So always be looking for the shortest option.
That's why when you mention that, because I've noticed since I noticed in life, you know, we joked about that, but really you'll see a lot of people stand in line when you don't have to. All right, you're going to watch this now because we said this, but next time you're anywhere and you see a line forming, watch everybody. They'll get in line. It doesn't matter. They might even know what the line is for, but they'll be in line to because everybody else is in line.
That's right. Just get in line.
But so
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Be prepared,
look
people.
For the shortest way to go.
Be prepared. And now Derek is going to sing Scar's rendition of Be Prepared.
Oh, that's the worst song. I despise that song.
Does it give you nightmares?
It doesn't. I just hate it.
He's scared.
It's,
that's blasphemous.
If I could elbow drop Jeremy Irons, I would.
Oh, man.
We've gone through nine now, and we have not ate the first cupcake.
Jeremy Irons. But we said earlier we'd been eating the cupcakes.
Oh, sorry. That was that this one recorded or the
Ooh,
last
it's a
one?
Celebration. Is it 10 episodes.
Is it from this one we recorded or the one we didn't record? We said that.
That was the fireworks. Oh, man. Oh, so that's nine tips.
That's only nine, yeah.
Craig, Derek, what about tip number 10?
I want to say one more thing. I like how we've decorated the studio for the 10th episode, too. It's so festive.
Craig's seeing things, Derek.
He is.
He's hallucinating.
Oh, number one, what are we going to do with that?
We have given you nine time-saving tips, and as we said earlier, we appreciate the interaction that we've gotten from you. We want to leave number 10 up to you, the listener, and we will put this on our social media pages in the days ahead. What's your top time-saving tip for when you and your family go to Walt Disney World? We will go through those and share kind of all those that haven't been mentioned, and that will be our number one time-saving tip. So what works for you and your family? As we always say, we appreciate your feedback. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to feel like you have an attachment to it and that you are right here with us. So please share your answers with us. What do you and your family do to save time at Disney World?
And between us three, we've probably been to Disney parks 30 to 50 times, but there's always stuff that we don't know either. So this will help us as we continue to share with our listeners time-saving tips.
We just selfishly want to know how we can save more time.
Yes,
that's
why
we're asking.
We're not trying to share.
It's just for more insight, not necessarily we're trying to help people. It's for us.
10 episodes. It's a celebration.
10 may be it. Hey, I'm excited. Something else, Matthew, if we can mention this. Upcoming episodes.
Okay.
I'm just excited about what's coming next week.
Wait till I go light the fireworks.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
not in the studio.
Oh, no.
big celebrity coming.
All right.
That's all we're going to say.
That's all you're going to say.
Yep.
A week from today, I believe.
A week from today.
And I believe Thursday we're having a Thanksgiving feast. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What's it called, Derek?
I don't know.
Derek can be dressed like the Pilgrim.
That may be the worst name I've ever heard.
Or Dizgiving. We don't quite know what it's going to be called yet. You'll find out Thursday.
That's right.
Thanks, Dizgiving. Join us.
But you know what time it is.
What's it time for, Derek?
Shoots and ladders.
At least he didn't say a laxative. It's time for Grim Grinning Greatness. Is it coming back to you now, Derek?
It is.
Grim Grinning Greatness. Pick a something and you say your favorite.
Here's how you can remember the name of that, Derek. Part of the name is our show.
What's the name of our show again?
You just replace guys with greatness. So, Derek, I believe it's your question today. I know you've done a lot of prep on this. What's your question?
I did. Mine's going to go back to the line before closing. What line are you getting in? It's for your final ride of the night at Epcot. Ooh. Back to Epcot again.
Oh, wow. Now, see, the first one we did was what's your favorite ride at Epcot, and we all said Spaceship Earth. However, Spaceship Earth is not necessarily, you can find ways to get on it throughout the day with a relatively short wait.
Let's make it any park instead of just strictly
Epcot. No, let's do Epcot. Epcot's
good. No, because it's only got like one outdoor ride anyway.
Oh, you're thinking nighttime.
Yeah,
because
it's
going
to be night. And it's,
so we're changing it.
Yeah,
any park. Okay. Well, you've got it.
I'm going to have to go with, if Boone is awake, this is his favorite ride. and it's Dumbo.
Nice.
Strictly because he likes it, and that's a neat ride at night.
Indeed it is. And it's usually a pretty short wait by the time you get to park closing. Is it my turn?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead, Craig.
Okay. Well, I had... Can I say two? Because I'm kind of...
Yeah.
And sure, I don't ride ahead. This one a whole lot, but I think...
He's breaking the rules.
I think at night... I mentioned one a while ago. That's why I mentioned
okay.
Space Mountain.
Go ahead.
I mean, Splash Mountain, which is probably my top one. But I don't ride this ride a whole lot, but I think at night it is a whole different... Is the Astro Orbiter. I think at night that is a whole different level because
it definitely seems faster at night.
Yeah, and a lot again the lights. Mm-hmm. I think it just you get a view that you don't get during the day, and I think that would probably be my number one.
And
but the other parks are hard to choose though because I tell you what though, man, I keep going. I was saying the safari. I may be stealing yours. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You mentioned Astro Orbiter. That's a good one because it usually has a long wait throughout the whole day. So if you're going to have to wait for it, might as well do it after park closing. I actually got to ride that at night when I had to go back to Magic Kingdom this summer to get my bag that I lost on Space Mountain. That's another story. But it's an incredible experience at night, and it's an awesome choice. Derek, you mentioned Epcot, and for some reason I'm thinking Epcot. I'm probably going to go to Test Track. I know most of it's indoors, but to be honest, I don't think I've ever ridden that at night. And I think that's something I'd like to do, to be shot outside. Usually I'm blinded when I come out of those doors mm-hmm. of Test Track, but to not have to deal with that and just get to enjoy the nighttime experience of Epcot on Test Track going, you know, nearly 65 miles an hour, I think I'm going to do that one.
It's a good ride at night. I think I've ridden about everything at night. It's a totally different experience.
You chose that one because Ellen's is closed now.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, and despite what people think, Haunted Mansion is spookier at nighttime.
Ooh, yeah. You know, Derek. I mean, we're joking, but I think, and this may be,
Sissy's going to kill me if she ever hears this.
Don't you think your eyes adjust at night though, where you can see some things that you don't
a little
see
easier?
All right. Well, everybody got to share their answer. Very different answers. Well, both of you picked a spinner, Dumbo and Astro Orbiter, and I went with Test Track, which is going to take you in a circle, in a way. So, as we are dizzy, we thank you once again for listening in to our 10th episode that we hope that you'll tune in this Thursday and a week from today for our first celebrity interview. With that being said, we thank you for listening to the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, and iTunes. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
Sorry, okay.
Gosh. So, Craig, you said you had a second one. What was that?
I said both of them.
Oh, okay.
Splash Mountain and Astro Orbiter.
Shut up, Dotson.
We've got to get this on YouTube.
And as you leave, be sure to...